Are you going to be with family tomorrow on Christmas Day? Aside from the pleasures connected with all that, is there a little anxiety, a little bit of stress? You might want to stick around for our second hour as I talk to Dr. Ricky Kirschner. He's co-author of a fairly new book called Dealing with Relatives Even If You Can't Stand Them. It comes on the wake of his international bestseller, Dealing with People You Can't Stand, How to Bring Out the Best in People at Their Worst. Maybe I could use a few lessons just right here. Dr. Ricky Kirschner will join me in the second hour after this news. Hope you can too. This is a fun hour for me. My longtime friend, Dr. Rick Kirschner, is in the studio. I don't get to see him very much because he travels around the world giving seminars and trainings to varieties of groups. It is a great pleasure to welcome the Jefferson Exchange, Dr. Rick Kirschner.
It's really fun to be here with you this morning.
Tell us about you, Rick. What kind of experiences did you have that led you to write books about dealing with relatives you can't stand?
Well, I should say that this book has nothing to do with my family or Rick's family. Number one request we got.
Nothing to do.
Zero. They're nowhere near the process of this book.
I think some people would trade with you, but go ahead.
I actually posted a disclaimer to that effect on my family's website before the book came out. Really, in our audiences, when we do the dealing with people you can't stand material, the number one request was, yeah, but what about family? Family's more complicated. Mm-hmm. And then our publisher asked us, you know, you guys, your first book did great. We love it. It's in, I think, 12 languages or 13 languages. It's now being translated into Spanish, finally. They said, write something about relatives. So Rick and I looked at each other and we thought, you know, that would be a really fun research project. Uh-huh. And for a variety of reasons. One is I had a terrible relationship with my family growing up and really had to work hard to create a great relationship with my family, which I now have done. So I've been interested in the subject my whole adult life.
You didn't have a manual.
I had no manual. I had to just kind of figure it out. And I have a great relationship now with my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, my whole family. Rick Brinkman, on the other hand, is the son of Holocaust survivors, and so he has very little family to speak of. So between the two of us, this looked like just an amazing project, and it has turned out to be that.
Well, let's go back a little to dealing with people you can't stand. I know for years you did work in primarily corporate organizations. Mm-hmm. Lectures, consulting. Did it come straight out of there?
You know, it's hard to say. Rick and I started out teaching workshops on communication and the relationship between your thoughts and your actions and your actions and your relationships. So in a way, all of this stuff dates back to that original material that he and I developed back in 1980. I don't know if you remember, we did a workshop called The Magical Nature of Communication. Mm-hmm. We did it here in the Rogue Valley a number of times, and that's actually how I wound up in Ashland. We came down here and did it one time, and I fell in love with the town and had to live here. I did that, and then I also worked with the Tom Peters Group and learned how to do his In Search of Excellence training, and that opened up a lot of doors for me. And I would say that between the two subjects of dealing with change in an effective way and dealing with communication in an effective way, I've built a speaking career out of that.
Well, let's get a cram course in dealing with people you can't stand. And I I guess I have a question before that. Based on my experience working with groups and work groups, which is rarely do I run into people who can't stand each other. And all the time I ran into people who weren't taking the time to listen to each other. And maybe actually that would fruit into not being able to stand each other.
Yeah, I think that's true.
But does it turn out that rather than having these huge personality clashes, more frequently people are just bumping off each other, and especially in the work world, in ways where resentments build up and they start making conclusions about who the other person is that can really be kind of cleared up with a little work?
I think, first of all, we stayed away entirely from the whole subject of personality. Mm-hmm. We think the personality is a really poor lens through which to deal with your fellow human beings.
Really?
Yeah, because personality is a very limited and limiting generalization based on almost no information. In other words, you may say somebody has such and such a personality because you deal with them in a certain context when certain things are important to them. But that person can be that way with you in an entirely different way with others. For example, you know, people that see me when I'm doing my work think I'm really outgoing and a very social being. And yet, you know, from the way I am in Nashville, I hardly ever go out. I'm a very private person. Yeah. So a person might think they know my personality, but if they could see me across a variety of contexts, they'd realize that they had no idea what my personality is really like. Mm-hmm. So what we focused on was behavior. And we think that behavior is driven by intent, and that when intent is thwarted, it leads to fight or flight behaviors, bad behaviors. And when those bump up against each other, you get conflict. And that if you can identify a positive intent behind a bad behavior, it gives you a vector of approach, a way of dealing with somebody so that you can bring out the best in them. And we make the qualification that bringing out the best in somebody doesn't mean they're going to be great. It means their best, not the best you'd like them to have.
Right.
So you may work with somebody whose very best is that they'll stop being negative rather than that they'll be positive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you could aspire to. But still, that would be a shift if you were tired of dealing with how negative they are.
Is this a lot like the core of mediation theory? The terminology they like is interests and positions, where the behavior is the positions. You know, I gotta have more money, or I gotta have more than half of the apple. I gotta have the whole apple, and you want the apple, and those are positions, and we're not gonna get anywhere if we stay on that level. Whereas the interests, as mediators call it, would be what you're calling the intentions. Why do I want the apple? Why do I need the raise? Why do I need the best, you know, the corner office, any of that?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of overlap there. What we try to do is come up with a very simple model that anybody could take, apply, and get value out of. So, for example, the dealing with people you can't stand books model has this lens of understanding that says there's four intentions driving bad behavior. And it's a model. That means it doesn't have to be true. It just has to work.
Oh, yeah.
So there may be eight intentions or 1,000, but here's four.
Okay.
Get it done, get it right, get along, get appreciated.
Those are like the four drivers of intention?
So for example, when somebody wants to get it done, they become pushy if they think it's not getting done.
Uh-huh.
Somebody wants to get it right, they become negative when they think it's going wrong.
Okay.
Somebody wants to get along, they become approval seeking when they think they're going to be thrown overboard. The person who wants to be appreciated acts out so that they can't be ignored when they think they're not being appreciated.
Well, that'll cover a lot of the territory.
It covers a lot of territory. But family is different. And so we, you know, the challenge we were faced with was, well, what are the intentions driving behavior in family?
You got to start there.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's our core model. That's our lens of understanding in this new book.
Dr. Rick Kirshner is with me. He wrote, "Dealing with Relatives, Even If You Can't Stand Them." If you have a special puzzle for Rick, a special challenge, one that you think he might not have covered in his wise words about dealing with relatives you have trouble being around, give us a call, 552-6782, 1-800-838-3760. It's what the car guys might call stump the chump. Let's try to stump the chump.